This was a little more the Bronco ball here, you know. You know, Buck ball was, you better keep them to less than two touchdowns or you don't win. Today we saw a little more of the explosiveness that I've been accustomed to here. But, like I said, you know, sometimes playing those kind of games can harden you. And it makes you mentally tough as a team. And I think maybe having gone through that the first couple games gave us a mentality as a defense that, you know, I think the one thing we keep talking about is don't look at the scoreboard. No matter what happens, we just go up there, keep playing, keep them out of the end zone, and good things will happen.
Early to make comparisons, I understand that. But this defense against,
scared people. Yeah, well, we had the battle won lots of times before we stepped on the field. But, our Super Bowl year, we were number one in every single category. Here we're doing a little different, but I think the most important statistic to me is scoring defense. And we're doing a tremendous job there right now. And, I think that's kind of our mentality. You know, the stats, I don't know how they compare right now. I really don't. But we're doing a nice job keeping people out of the end zone. That will win you a lot of football games. Yeah, yeah. Well, I just turned 35 about 5 minutes ago, so I am.
Yeah. Well, anyway, no NFL team has opened the season with 11 straight quarters without
allowing. Yeah, since 1942. Is that that's? I wasn't even born then. So that's when you start hearing stuff like that. I mean, 72 would be good, but when you're talking 42, that opens your eyes. But again, it's the NFL, and it's something we can hang our hat on for tonight. But then you move on to the next challenge, and we get to enjoy our bye week. That's the nice thing about this. Thank you.
20 or 27 after the last couple weeks?
You know, I had mentioned a couple times in the first couple games, playing those kind of games can really harden you and make you a lot more mentally tough as a defense, as a team. And I could feel that today. You know, we kept telling each other, don't even look at the school board. Let's keep playing. We do our job. Good things will happen. And it happened again, you know. And I think I like the mentality we're kind of we're starting to take on, and it's good when you have an effort like that and guys are coming, damn, why'd we let them score that touchdown, you know, those kind of things. And this was everything about this win was a team win. Coach Shanahan, what he said in the team meeting last night, I mean, it just played out like a script. He said, on offense, we're going to pound them. We're going to get the running game going. They'll get nosy. We'll get one-on-one coverage. We're going to go deep. We got that going. On defense, he said, we're going to take away the run early, make them one-dimensional. And, I'm kind of sitting back there. I don't know if you really want to make this team one-dimensional with Tom Brady back there, but we did a great job of keeping consistent pressure. And I don't know if you can rattle a guy like that. He's so good. But you certainly, he missed some throws that he typically makes. And I think as long as you get pressure, continue to get hits, you mix that with good coverage, good things happen.
Obviously, they wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah.
As far as establishing the running game. Did you do anything special?
No, but I think I think we felt like we had played the run fairly well the first two games. The statistics didn't bear that because we had a couple breakouts. A couple were just gap control late in the game against St. Louis. They kind of just got it on us. And I think we kind of wanted to establish that we can play the run around here. And, it's kind of their new mentality this year is that they're going to come in and try to pound you. And I think we were up to the challenge today.